This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Early this morning, the Dallas School Board voted to extend the contract of Superintendent Mike Miles through July 1st, 2017. Miles won't get a raise, but will now be allowed to consult. The closed session, lasting 9 hours, may have set a Dallas school district record. It began a little past 5:30 Monday evening, and trustees emerged at almost 2:45 this morning, then had an additional hour of open discussion. The contract extends the old one by 2 years. Miles will no longer be prohibited from consulting, but cannot work for his own business. Allowed to consult 8 days a year, he'll have to use his vacation, then donate all the fees to the district. His $300,000 salary won't change. Trustee Lou Blackburn didn't mind the contract, but objected to the process and timing. He said since Miles insisted on evaluating teachers and principals before extending their contracts, the same should apply to the superintendent.
But yet in this case, for our number one employee, evaluation was put aside.
Board member Dan Michke was sympathetic to the argument, but not convinced. He said trustees had just spent hours going through information on Miles and could evaluate him.
Given the amount of time and energy we've spent looking at this data, the ability to make the decision on whether or not to extend the contract, we have protected the district and we have thoroughly looked through all of the evaluation criteria.
Trustee Elizabeth Jones wanted everyone to get some sleep and revisit the contract another day. Board President Miguel Solis, though, defended the marathon session.
It warranted a long discussion. We needed to have a discussion about the superintendent's achievement to date and also the vision that we have for the future of this school system.
That future includes reforms Miles has begun putting in place. There's leadership training, a recently passed teacher evaluation plan, and extra money aimed at some of the district's poorest and poorest performing schools. Acceptance of these reforms marks a turnaround from a year ago. That's when Miles was under investigation for breaking laws and policies. Despite violations, he kept his job and went on probation. Miles argued for the contract extension in closed session.
I think the board recognized that reform and transformation takes some time. And I've said before that you can't flip a switch. And we're going to continue to move forward on Destination 2020 and the tough reforms that we've started.
Then Miles said it was time to go home and get some sleep. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.